All right, Mark chapter number 14. Mark chapter 14. I don't know if that's something to be proud of, but I guess that means I can beat up the rest of the staff if I had to. But I thought maybe I would be the oldest looking staff member or something like that, but that's all right. Mark chapter 14, verse 3 through 9 is what we'll look at tonight. And I discovered over lunch today that for two of my kids, I'm not even in their top three preachers at Lighthouse, so that was great to hear. But Brady told me he can endure anything for 10 minutes, so we'll see how it goes. But chapter number 14, verse number 3, it says this, "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it out on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye are the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do to them good. But me you have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." We find here an event and recorded in Scripture in Mark chapter number 14 that kind of leave the disciples puzzled here and kind of asking the question, why would somebody do that? Why would someone give that? Why would somebody offer that? Why would somebody do something as what's mentioned here in this passage? And as they're having dinner there with Simon the leper, as the Bible tells us, they're in Bethany. A woman comes in, as the Bible records, with that alabaster box, the box of that's precious ointment in it, and most likely the sealed box that would be very precious and very, very valuable. And she takes that and breaks it, anoints the head of Jesus. The people in the room, including the disciples, begin to chatter and are dismayed that she would waste something so precious and so valuable. And they even begin to ponder what she had done, what could have been done instead. And they're somewhat harassing her for what she's done. And Jesus knows their thoughts and even hears the whispering and rebukes them and telling them that she had done a good work, reminding them that he won't be around forever. And then Jesus says this in verse number 8, "She hath done what she could." That was what the Lord had to say about her and her effort and what she had done, what she had brought before him in that instance. It's something that speaks to my heart that he said of her, she had done what she could. That was his testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we consider this phrase, it isn't to say that she gave the precious ointment because she had it to spare. I submit that she gave the precious ointment because it's the best she had to offer. She's looking at the Lord Jesus Christ and understanding with great belief that he was the Son of God, that he was going to die on the cross, and knowing he was going to die and be buried and resurrect the third day, coming to him in faith and anointing his head with that precious ointment, not because she had it just laying around the house and it meant nothing to her, but because it was of great value to her and was the very best that she had to offer her Lord. And as we think about that, and I think about giving our best to God, This is a lady that was giving her very best to God. And I think about for ourselves personally, the challenge should be to give my best for God. And in giving my best for God, I learned from this lady that first of all, it's going to require sacrifice. This was something that was no doubt of great value to her, something that was very precious, something that was maybe handed down to her or maybe reserved for a special family member or a special loved one that would die or pass away. And the Bible tells us it was a precious ointment, meaning that it was very costly, valuable, expensive. And by every indication, this was probably something special that had been passed down and given to her. And there's different ways that people have broken down the value of this, but the best I could tell, this was about 300 days worth of pay right here in one little box. And she takes it and breaks it, and it's something that's considered a sacrifice. But she does it without hesitation. And she breaks it and uses it on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now,
When we think about this for ourselves and serving the Lord and giving Him our best, it might require sacrifice. And that could be on a bus route, spending some time, extra time out visiting, or going out and knocking extra doors. It might be in the nursery, missing a Christmas program on a Sunday night and going and being in the nursery. It's a part of giving God our very best and giving Him the best we have to offer. Maybe in a Sunday school or a junior church class, something that's a blessing to me every Sunday is to walk through the gym and see our pastor's wife has poured her heart and given her very best to my daughter's Sunday school class. And that's a great encouragement to see that that was done for the Lord and for my child, that she had given her best. And that's something that is no doubt a sacrifice. Or you think about that Sunday afternoon nap for the choir, for special music. You might have to shave a few minutes off of that to get here early and do the practice. But all of that is a part of giving God our very best. And if our motives are right, it won't seem like a sacrifice at all. But sometimes that requires a sacrifice. But I'll tell you this, giving our best is never a waste. That's what the disciples and those around look at this that are in that room, and they think that this was a waste. They think that there's other options for that gift, and there's always other options for my time and my resources and my talents and all of the things that God has given and blessed me with. And as the disciples noted, it could have been sold and used to benefit the poor. And we know what Judas really had in mind in an instance like this. It could have been saved for someone very close or special to her. These are all good uses, but giving it to Jesus was the best use. Now, I want us to understand something tonight. When we choose to give God our very best, that it is something that is always, always, always worth it. It's never a waste. And I'll tell you that oftentimes using our talents and resources and treasures for good things can keep us from doing it for the best thing. And that's giving to the Lord Jesus Christ our very best that we have to offer. There can be even opposition to that gift. The disciples thought that she wasted it. And as Jesus comes to her defense, it's clear that they had troubled her with this response. As you see in the passage here in chapter number 14, it says, Jesus says, "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her?" So it's clear that she has caught on to what others had said around her and began to be bothered by this and began to be somewhat upset. But Jesus comes to her defense and helps her realize that what she had done was a precious thing. It was something that was given. And there will be those that sometimes will think that giving your best to Jesus is a waste, but I'll tell you, it never is. There may be some that say, going to church on New Year's Eve, what a waste. But I'll tell you, it's never a waste when you give God the very best of your time. Some people say, well, giving tithe or putting in extra money in the offering plate or giving the missions, what a waste. What else could that money be used for? How many poor people could be fed with that? But I'm telling you, as we give God our very best, it's never a waste. Not only was it not a waste, but Jesus used this as a teaching opportunity for his disciples. The last thing I think about is that giving our best is motivated by faith and love. She had faith that this was the Messiah, that this was Jesus Christ. She had faith even more so than the disciples had. How many times had Christ told the disciples he's going to die and be buried and resurrect? And then we see that once the moment came where he died and was buried, they didn't believe in the resurrection was going to take place. But here she comes. Jesus says she comes to anoint me because she has faith that I'm going to be buried, that I'm going to die, and then, of course, eventually resurrect. She had great love for him. And as our faith in and love for God grows, so will our desire to give to him our very best. You know, God deserves our best, not what we can afford. God deserves our best, not what is left over. God deserves our best because he is God, and the Lord Jesus Christ deserves our very best. You know, it made such an impression on Christ that he said her testimony would be recorded for all of human history to know about. And here we sit 2,000 years later, still learning from that testimony. And you look at that, read that again, verse 9. "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of her for a memorial of her." Why? Because she hath done what she could. Looking back on 2017, can you say that you have done what you could? Or would you say that, no, I can see some spots that I held back? I see some spots where I didn't give all that I could have given in one certain area, or to one ministry, or to one particular amount of attending services, or whatever the case might be. And I would challenge you, and I would encourage you, and the challenge of my own heart is that as 2018 comes, as we begin to embark upon a new year, that we would give God our very best, so that he may look down and say of me that he hath done what he could. He held nothing back in 2018 in giving to me and giving of himself and giving his very best. And I challenge you to be just like this lady as we read about here in Mark chapter number 14, to do what you could. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be in church tonight. And God, I pray that you continue to bless and watch over this service. And Lord, I pray that you would challenge our hearts, Lord, to do what we can to give you our very best, Lord, not only today, but in the year to come and in every day in serving you. And I pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.